Agile. As Inigo Montoya said in The Princess Bride, you keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means. So, let's fix that. Topic 48. The essence of agility. Agile is an adjective. It's how you do something. You can be an agile developer. You can be on a team that adopts agile practices, a team that responds to changes and setbacks with agility. Agility is your style, not you. Tip 83. Agile is not a noun. Agile is how you do things. As we write this, almost 20 years after the inception of the Manifesto for Agile Software Development, we see many, many developers successfully applying its values. We see many fantastic teams who find ways to take these values and use them to guide what they do, and how they change what they do. But we also see another side of agility. We see teams and companies eager for off-the-shelf solutions, agile in a box, and we see many consultants and companies all too happy to sell them what they want. We see companies adopting more layers of management, more formal reporting, more specialized developers, and more fancy job titles, which just mean someone with a clipboard and a stopwatch. We feel that many people have lost sight of the true meaning of agility, and we'd like to see folks return to the basics. Remember the values from the manifesto.
We are uncovering better ways of developing software by doing it and helping others do it. Through this work, we have come to value individuals and interactions over process and tools, working software over comprehensive documentation, customer collaboration over contract negotiation, responding to change over following a plan. That is, while there is value in the items on the right, we value the items on the left more.
Anyone selling you something that increases the importance on things on the right over things on the left clearly doesn't value the same things that we and the other manifesto writers did. And anyone selling you a solution in a box hasn't read the introductory statement. The values are motivated and informed by the continuous act of uncovering better ways to produce software. This is not a static document. It's suggestions for a generative process. In fact, whenever someone says, "Do this and you'll be agile," they are wrong. By definition. Because agility, both in the physical world and in software development, is all about responding to change. Responding to the unknowns you encounter after you set out. A running gazelle doesn't go in a straight line. A gymnast makes hundreds of corrections a second as they respond to changes in their environment and minor errors in their foot placement. So it is with teams and individual developers. There is no single plan you can follow when you develop software. Three of the four values tell you that. They're all about gathering and responding to feedback. The values don't tell you what to do. They tell you what to look for when you decide for yourself what to do. These decisions are always contextual. They depend on who you are, the nature of your team, your application, your tooling, your company, your customer, the outside world, an incredibly large number of factors, some major and some trivial. No fixed, static plan can survive this uncertainty. So, what do we do? No one can tell you what to do. But we think we can tell you something about the spirit with which you do it. It all boils down to how you deal with uncertainty. The manifesto suggests that you do this by gathering and acting on feedback. So, here's our recipe for working in an agile way. 1. Work out where you are. 2. Make the smallest meaningful step towards where you want to be. 3. Evaluate where you end up and fix anything you broke. Repeat these steps until you're done. And use them recursively at every level of everything you do. Sometimes even the most trivial-seeming decision becomes important when you gather feedback. Here's a programmer's inner monologue.
Now my code needs to get the account owner.
Let user equal account owner account ID.
User is a useless name. I'll make it owner.
let owner equal account owner account ID.
But now that feels a little redundant. What am I actually trying to do here? The story says that I'm sending this person an email, so I need to find their email address. Maybe I don't need the whole account owner at all.
Let email equal email of account owner account ID.
By applying the feedback loop at a really low level, the naming of a variable, we've actually improved the design of the overall system, reducing the coupling between this code and the code that deals with accounts. The feedback loop also applies at the highest level of a project. Some of our most successful work has happened when we started working on a client's requirements, took a single step, and realized that what we were about to do wasn't necessary, that the best solution didn't even involve software. This loop applies outside the scope of a single project. Teams should apply it to review their process and how well it worked. A team that doesn't continuously experiment with their process is not an agile team. This drives design. In The Essence of Good Design, we asserted that the measure of design is how easy the result of that design is to change. A good design produces something that's easier to change than a bad design. And this discussion about agility explains why that's the case. You make a change and discover you don't like it. Step 3 in our list says we have to be able to fix what we break. To make our feedback loop efficient, this fix has to be as painless as possible. If it isn't, we'll be tempted to shrug it off and leave it unfixed. We talked about this effect in Software Entropy. To make this whole agile thing work, we need to practice good design, because good design makes things easy to change. And if it's easy to change, we can adjust at every level without any hesitation. This is agility. Here's a challenge. The simple feedback loop isn't just for software. Think of other decisions you've made recently. Could any of them have been improved by thinking about how you might be able to undo them if things didn't take you in the direction you were going? Can you think of ways you can improve what you do by gathering and acting on feedback?